Franklin County Commissioners Court for Monday, April 28th, 2025, at 9 a.m. begins here.
To get started, this is notice open meeting, Commissioners Court, a regular meeting on the 20th day of April, 2025, at 9 o'clock a.m. in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start the invocation. Scotty, lead us, Lord.
Father, coming to you prayer this morning, we thank you for the day, for all the many blessings you've given us, Lord. We just pray that you guide and direct our steps this morning as we consider the county business. Give us wisdom and understanding in all we do and the decisions we make. We once again just thank you, Father, for where we live, all the people we get to do life with, and I thank this community, the way people take care of each other, look out for one another. We thank you for our state and this country. We pray your blessings upon this country and all that's going on here and across this world, Lord. Help us stand strong with our allies, and we just pray for peace in this world. Pray for you to help us to stand with Israel as well. Thank you once again, Lord. We give you all the thanks, praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
The United States flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Texas flag.
I honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. All righty. Public comments. I know we got Max. You would like to say a few words about the deal since
I do. I was too late to get on the agenda, but this is something we're working on. I just wanted to bring it to your attention again. This is a septic permit that I got last week. That shows the lot, and I just kind of took that off the CAD, the picture, but if you look at the second page where the lot is, that lot's not but 3.4 acres. And if you look at the septic system they designed, there's
0.3 acres,
I'm sorry, 0.34 acres. The whole backyard, there's four sprinklers in the backyard and they overlap, and there's even one in the front yard. This is a three bedroom, two bathroom, residence, and these lots were designed for like in a city somewhere that had a septic system. And if that's the case, then this is not an issue because that goes and it goes away. But if you look at that front page where those small lots are, you put another six or eight houses right there together with that kind of septic system on it, not only is it going to fail, it's just going to pollute everything out there. You've got dogs, you've got children, you've got whatever else that runs it and walks around in that stuff where it sprays and then comes back in the house or whatever. It's a health hazard. Like I mentioned, it's just going to fail and go from there. So we are working on our subdivision plans, getting those updated. And all I'm asking is that we just use caution until we get that done. This is an increasing problem that we're having down in smaller development areas where they're just making those lots small. And they're using the same standards as you would in a city or somewhere. And I get that, but at the same time, that's not going to work for our county. It's a horrible health hazard, and it's just not going to be good if they build a whole bunch down there. So I'm just bringing that to your attention this morning. You can kind of look those things over. We're working on those. Hopefully we get something done maybe this Thursday to finish up getting those where we can present them to the court for adoption. But like I said, we just need to use caution at this point. So that's all I got.
And we can work more this afternoon, talk about it in the workshop. All right, thanks, Max. Okay, anybody else? Anybody? Okay, we'll go to number one. Consider to take action to approve the minutes from April 14th, 2025 regular session and April 17th, 2025 special session.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
The amount submitted for your approval is $181,334.50.
Okay, any questions on that? Got a motion to approve audit claims.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve second reading replat lots 301 and 301A of Snug Harbor. Pioneer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? Everything's still the same as it was last time. This is second reading, so we've already seen it. Mm-hmm. All right, anybody got any questions on
this? Do you have your affidavit of publication from the newspaper?
I do.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
You want that?
Yes, I
can get that.
And then
actually,
that is
four.
That's
five.
Thank
okay.
you.
Mm-hmm. Any questions? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number four, consider and take action to approve second reading. Replat lots 44, 45, 46, 47. Block 13, section 3, Tall Tree Subdivision. And Andy? There you are. He said right in front of me in church yesterday. Didn't even realize until we walked out. So we've already seen that. Anybody got any questions over the second reading? We've pulled them out last time. Do we need to pull them out again? If not, do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve the second reading.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Same thing with third and everything. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Number five, consider and take action to approve Global Life Benefit in Rova for 2025.
It's me. That's just so you guys can approve whether you know, take out the payments or if they choose to go with this additional insurance. It doesn't cost the county anything, so it's just you approving if the employees can take it as a payroll deduction.
Yeah. All right. Any questions? Motions?
So moved.
Second.
And she was going to be here today, but they are, she still show up if anybody wants to talk to her, but they're behind a red coming out of Rockwall this morning, so traffic.
Are we going to set up, parents, are you going to set up a special enrollment, or is this going to happen?
That's what we're going to go over when.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
All right. We have a motion and a second, correct? Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yeah, I'll have it. Number six, consider and take action to award depository proposals.
After consideration and reviewing all the banks, we're going to stay with Alliance.
Okay. Anybody any questions, comments? All right. Anybody any questions up here? Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number seven, consider and take action to approve purchase of dump truck to Precinct 1. I thought you had that. Where
are
you?
This is second.
Where is Jerry?
He just got to see what's going on.
I didn't even know
what's going
on.
I don't know.
I'm here
when I
came
in. I thought
you
totally
do I?
And he's
what?
I ain't heard from him.
I haven't seen him. I saw him all sitting there.
I know this is his second Hino Duck Trophy. They had one, and then this is his second one that he was going to purchase.
Yeah, but do we have a price or anything?
Yeah.
It's a bid in the packet. Yeah. He said it's not the exact truck, but it's basically.
Yeah, I looked on that back page, and it says the legal name of Jefferson County Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, he said it wasn't the exact one for us, but he just wanted
just something to look like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
he's got the money.
The cost, it was like 115.
What is the cost?
$115,047.
I have no idea.
$115,047.
Okay.
That's what the acquisition cost says in this proposal from State Bank. You'd like to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have a motion? Or do y'all wait on him, question him about it?
Well, I see the price, I just don't know what some of that on the back page means. It means anything, I mean. It has two different options of how to purchase it, as far as like a 3-year financing on it.
Well, that'd be something that y'all would
I've
kind of work with on that. Which one would y'all rather do?
Marla?
It's all stems from him. I mean, I don't know what he's talked to the people about.
I'll second that motion to table.
All right, got a motion and a second to table item number seven. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, table. Okay, number eight, consider to take action to approve service agreement with Sylogistgov, S-Y-L-O-G-I-S-T-G-O-V Incorporated for the statewide automated victims notification services. That's just our regular savings that I have to.
It's currently with APRIS, and the state has got a new contract with, ever how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
So they're wanting us to have this in place by May 1st, so that they can make the changes for our new year, which will begin in
So they go table on this one. All right, do I have a motion to approve that?
So moved.
Second. Got a motion, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number nine, consider to take action purchase land located at County Road Northeast 2060 from Paul's. This was, we rewrote this about 40 times. I didn't, these two did, but it's $10 what Paul's is giving us the building back for. So I think that was a pretty good deal for $10. So, but we got to approve it.
It's a little over 2 acres, 2.5 acres, I think.
And the building.
And the building.
And moved and approved the purchase of the land on Southwest, around Northeast 2060 from Paul's.
Second. Okay, got a motion, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. See, I told you it wouldn't take as long, Dave.
You went through that time.
Number 10, consider to take action to approve contribution to Sulphur River Basin Authority SFY 2024-2025 Flood Infrastructure Fund Bridge Application. Dave, why don't we discuss this the other day? We had him on the phone. It's just better for him to be in person. So,
I appreciate y'all the opportunity to come before you. This is a follow-up on that.
Yes, I would love
to. One more. I appreciate the opportunity to come before you. This is a follow-up. We had a meeting out on 37 probably 3 months ago? About 3 months ago?
Maybe longer than that.
Okay. Time flies when you're having
fun. You're getting old. It's almost a year later.
No job. On the log jam that's up against 37 Bridge, Sulphur Crossing. And so, you know, we kind of had this in the works at that time, but we didn't have anything to report. So this is a grant that the SFBA has applied for the flood infrastructure funding through the Texas Water Development Board. And we got notice that we were in the money, basically. We're 23 on the list. So we're trying to move forward with determining how we're going to come up with the match to get the grant. Second to the last page, no, third to the last page has got the budget part of it, of what we're talking about. It's going to be an $850,000 project, of which we're anticipating that we would qualify for a 75% grant with a 25% match. And so SRBA did not have the budget to make that on our own, so we have started reaching out to our partners to see if there's an interest in participating in funding that match. The next page after that, I'm sorry, let's see, has got a description of the proposed project. This is some excerpts from the application that I have put in the packets. I didn't give you the whole application, but I gave you the information I thought you might find helpful. The scope of the project would be to study the sediment transportation and the bank collapse and the logs that move down the river. This is the first step that we would take in trying to figure out what is going to be the fix to that problem. Y'all know back in the 30s, the Corps came in and they straightened out the Sulphur River up to the west of us, and that has caused the velocity to change completely, which is causing that bank erosion and moving those trees downstream. I've reached out to, got a good initial reaction from Riverbend down in New Boston, Texarkana. They have the water right patent. Of course, they're concerned about the siltation element of this project. We're also starting to work with Delta County Judge. You know, they've got a similar log jam issue at the 71 crossing in Hopkins, Delta County. So it is definitely a problem. Don't know exactly what the answer is going to be, but to try to find that answer, we need to get started with doing the study, and we had this opportunity to leverage some of those state flood infrastructure funds.
So you're needing $85,000?
No, but that, no, it'd be $250,000, yeah.
Okay.
And this is just our initial reach out to see if the different entities are interested in doing this. As we find out exactly, we get approved, then they also let us know exactly what our match is. Right now, we're just assuming, based on the applications that were put in, that it's going to be a 75-25. We asked for a 90-10. Don't know if we're going to get that. So,
how many other entities are involved?
Like I said, I've reached out to some of our funding partners, Upper Trinity. They indicated some interest as well. Of course, they're to the west of all this. They're actually upstream from it. They have their water in Chapman, and they're building Ralph Hall. So this is actually below Ralph Hall that this would take effect. So, but they are one of our partners, so they did express some interest in it.
Like, the only one, I mean, how many we have all together?
As far as for this thing, the initial phases of reaching out to that. So
we're the first one?
No, it's not. Like I said, Riverbend down in Texarkana expressed interest as well.
And
we have that, y'all are part of our funding partner group as well, and so we will run through that list, but not necessarily. Delta County's not in that, but they could very well participate in this as well. So we're just trying to kind of find out what the interest is, to see what level y'all might be willing to commit. Again, this is not a final version of this. This is just a preliminary discussion to, again, determine interest in it.
And this probably affects us as more, us in River County, right there at the bridge, because that's what the problem. I don't see how the bridge is.
I don't either.
I'm scared every time.
As we had at that meeting, TxDOT's not concerned about it. They feel like they can clean it out and keep going. That's the direction we got.
That's what I was going to ask you. I know TxDOT, because they said they just got 50 foot on each side or whatever. The main thing with it is downstream. It's all, everything down there is just so silted in that it has no work. They can go pull the logs up, but they're still not helping the problem.
It's not a fix. That's a Band-Aid at the best. Yeah. I mean, all that is.
So when does this money need to be available?
Probably next fiscal year. Again, we're waiting for them to give the final awards part, and we'll be able to come back with greater detail at that time, Marlon. But
our fiscal year begins in January. So when you sign fiscal year,
September, October. Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be on the state fiscal year. I want to just make myself available if y'all had any questions about that or anything else with SRBA, and just again to kind of ask that y'all consider participating in it. It definitely does have an impact on Franklin County, and obviously stakeholders are concerned, because we had a pretty good turnout at that meeting on the side of the road, and so I know some of those landowners back there to the west are being negatively impacted by it, and of course the potential of damage to the crossing on the river at 37. It is one of the main northern ways into Franklin County.
I think that we are interested. I think that we talked about the other day. I think that we are members of the SRBA, and
which we are very, very grateful
and we'll
appreciate your continued support.
Yeah, and we got to re-up this year too. That's coming up too in budget. So
yeah.
If we want to continue to give that or more. Correct.
That's right. We're making a concentrated effort at SRBA to kind of find things that will help the stakeholders in the basin. We're looking at this flood infrastructure stuff. We've got a Rural River Authority initiative that we're going out with to try to help find funding for distressed systems within the basin that are having trouble even putting together the paperwork they need to apply for a grant application. There are entities that can't afford to even take the step to access money that they might very well qualify for and could get if they could get that paperwork put in place. So we're exploring that. We've got a request in for appropriation in this legislative session. We all know how that goes. That could happen, could not, but even if it doesn't, we'll continue with that going forward into the next biennium as well, because we really think there is a need. We feel like that project fits in with Chairman Perry's vision of the kind of that state water infrastructure that he's got going through the legislature at this time. So,
well, I just want us to be able to have a seat at the table.
That's
the reason.
Very important.
That's very important that we have a say on it.
Y'all have always been, a supporter of that. Whether or not you're in favor of a particular project, that's not what this is about. This is about having that seat at the table, being involved, and just being there for that. So again, I'm happy to answer any questions y'all have.
Anything else?
Can I let me off easy?
That's easy.
It is.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
When I get additional information, Scott, I'll reach back out so we can come back and give the court an update and briefing at that time.
All right. We'll talk about it during budget this year.
You got any follow-ups? Got a card on there individually or as a group? Let me know. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. Do we get any discussion items? Somebody just called Terry. Check on him. Sorry, buddy. I thought y'all were all here. Could have swore I walked around more.
I guess we need to go up and see what's going on with the.
Yeah. Y'all might want to just take a little, just drop by there and see what's going on with the annex. I hate to bother you.
Evidently, we tore up the sewer line trying to fix a parking lot.
So he's going to bust concrete to get down there to the lines. I don't know why it's in the concrete. If he's pushing down on the dirt, I ain't figured that one out yet. So y'all may drop by there and just kind of look at it and everything. We do have a workshop this afternoon to talk about fire departments and other stuff. We've got several things to talk about.
Real quick, so what? Tell me what he's saying.
The sewer line there coming out of the
going to the
lift station.
Flaps.
I'm saying that.
Well, he's just saying all the heavy.
Who's he? Bob?
No, Steve.
Doug, did you just send a text from Melissa? She said on the
She's what?
It says from the plumber, the lane checking company is going to have to be notified as well. And all everything's going to have to be moved for them to dig the pipe up.
Okay.
Well, if it's up under the concrete part, but it wasn't us because we wasn't on the concrete.
The landscaping company is going to have to be notified and all everything is going to have to move up for them to dig up the pipe. Well, that's just wonderful. Wonderful move. Okay. Mr. County Attorney, you got anything for us?
Just that I think Max already said this pretty well, that we're meeting Thursday to try to wrap up what's left on the subdivision regs. But aside from that, I think that everything's going well. So.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of what I was telling him also. We're going to have to notify the homeowners associations of every one of them, tell them these third of acres aren't going to get it anymore. Because there's no way, because it's kind of like I was telling you, if you had it inside the city, you got sewer lines.
Yeah.
That's not a problem. But out there, it's just not big enough to hold.
Exactly.
Because they may want to build a house now, but you know, when their neighbors does it and starts squirting water back over on them, then they're going to
It's just everybody squirting water at the same time.
That's right. And I don't care how plain that city is, it's still sewer water. It's still sewer water.
Yeah.
Oh, that's looking good, though.
It does. Oh, yeah. It's nice and green and pretty in it.
I'm going to tell you how clean it is.
It's getting fertilized.
It got fertilizer in it somewhere, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, so it.
Come on.
But yeah, we'll just make sure y'all were kind of set up that and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're all right with y'all.
Well, it has to be.
It's already set up.
Yeah, I hope y'all show up because we got one missing.
Where?
Do I know?
Where's your workshop?
This year.
Right here.
It's time to talk about. We can't vote on anything. But we can budget. We can talk about budget coming up. We can talk about fire departments. We can talk about.
Yes.
Yeah. We talk about a lot of things, so.
West Annex,
some more.
I noticed this morning, I left to the side.
I thought we put that to bed there, but I guess.
And there hasn't been one. I thought, what?
No, you.
Yeah. Motion to adjourn, anybody?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, thank y'all. All right, I got to sign some stuff here.
I'll take it.